Get hold of your hand.
Stop, Steve.
Go ahead, Sam.
I have some.
Okay. Just one moment, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
All right, good morning. Mr. Salcido, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record? Good, thank you. And make sure you speak speak right into the phone there. We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Okay, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning two alleged violations that appear on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on November 16th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and on that form are your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, and that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on the video screen there, you look all the way down at the opposite end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chairman today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Grady, who you can see right now on the video. Mr. Grady's a community corrections officer, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Grady in. So Mr. Salcido and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Salcido, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read information from the warrant, these two allegations to you. And as I read each one to you, if you'd please respond whether it's true or false. And if you believe it's false, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Grady and discuss it further. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand that process?
I understand.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And here is the first allegation on your warrant, and it is specifically that you violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 24th, 2016, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 2nd, 2016. Mr. Salcido, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. And then allegation number 2 is that you violated condition number 2, which it was demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit about May 31st, 2016, as directed in writing on May 26, 2016, and you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Salcido, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Salcido's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Well, just one second, Mr. Salcido. I'll be right with you. And Dr. Wright, you were the second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, Mr. Keanu. Okay. Before we go any further, Mr. Salcido, you have a release date of December 27th of this year. So that's only 6 days from now, 7 days from now. We can continue this hearing. It's your hearing. However, if the board votes to return you to community supervision today, I'm fairly certain that we couldn't, you couldn't be out any sooner than the 27th of the month anyway. So it's your choice. I mean, we can continue this hearing, or if you just want to kill your number, that's an option for you too. And then you'll have no supervision at all. So what would you like to do, sir?
I'd like to just kill my number.
Just kill your number? Okay, then we have to do a little of kind of a formality here. We'll finish your hearing right now, and in that I will make a motion based on major points in warrant 2016W1794, the allegations in that warrant. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Salcido was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by failing to submit urine specimen and actively avoiding supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Thank
Agree.
You, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Mr. Salcido, you'll be released on or about the 27th, which is only a few days from now. We wish you lots of luck and hope that we never see you again. Not that we don't like you, but we hope that we never see you in Orange again, sir. Thank you very much, and your hearing's concluded.
Okay.